We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Trust us in vote punk rock, another MP, but he's to trust. I said, vote for Brock, vote for Brock. Another MP put his head on the block. I said, vote for Brock, 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 vote for Brock.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been up here. It's been 4 weeks. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard on CITR. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I was either not here due to not being in town. Yes, a lot of good stuff going on this month in town and out of town, close by, and it was either that or I was preempted. So yes, I'm here till 1 o'clock again to bring you an excellent show. And I'm sure we're all stoked about the dam tonight. The show has been sold out for over a month now. Yeah, celebrating 40 years. It's going to be a good one. Damned original UK punk act from the 70s and another UK punk act from the 70s that played in town at Pat's Pub last weekend. Yes, Menace. It was awesome. Wasn't a sold out show, but it was a pretty packed house. And I was fortunate to see Menace twice last weekend in Victoria. They got to Victoria at about 12:45 at Logan's Pub and managed to blast off a quick 18-minute set, and then I got to see them at Screen Test Studios the next day. So, awesome time by a band that was never hugely well-known, and we started off with a double track from Menace. Started off with Insane Society, the B-side of the GLC 7-inch release, 1977, Illegal Records, and we heard their latest release, London Stories. We heard a track called Vote Punk Rock, and another act that weren't so well-known, I'd say, probably 20 years ago. I'd say by about 15 years ago, they were getting pretty established, and now I'd say this band is a household name, and seems like they're everybody and their dog's favorite band. I think they've got some awesome songs, and a band that's got a new album coming out. It's called Forever. It'll be out April 11th. The name of the track is called One by One, and this is Coxspar on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Kicking cats along the footpath, spraying her name on the wall. Give a little bit of lip to that gobby shit from the other mob as we walk back from school.
One, one, one. the last one is gone. From the heart of Old Britannia to a show in another land, together we're strong as we sing along. Take them all.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
It's Mickey Fitz in the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, started that last set all off. Where did we start? Yes, brand new Cox Bar. It's from their new upcoming album. It's called Forever, and name of the track is called One by One. Yeah, their first record in 10 years, the follow-up to the Here We Stand release, which came out in 2007. Yes, my math is correct. 10 years, 2007, 2017. Followed with the latest from Reeks, Batim Defu is the name of the track, and Tenter De Label is the name of the track. Excuse my French. Yes, it's a brand new 7-inch release on La Vida, on Muse Discos Records, and it's their third ever 7-inch release, and I think that band just keeps getting better and better. Followed with No Hearts from Victoria, British Columbia, who played with Menace over there last weekend. Heard a track called Snake in the Grass, and another act who I got to see last weekend. Got to see them play the house show in Victoria, and I got to see them play at Pat's Pub from Calgary, Alberta. No Hearts from their B-side of their 7-inch release. Name of the track is called Snake in the Grass, and we're going to hear a band who I saw a few Saturdays ago at a place called the Black Lodge in Seattle, Washington. This band is from Bremen, Germany, and they're called Cross Stitched Eyes on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Thank you. kids. This is Malcolm from Christ on Parade. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Saturday, April 15th, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is taking place in the Grand Lux Hall of the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Ave. Tickets are available at Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and both Red Cat Record locations. There will be raffle prizes from Anita Sikma, Nimbus School of Recording, Live Nation, John Fluvog, Tea Leather and Wood, The Juice Truck, Pizzeria Barbarella, CITR, and many more. Doors are at 6, show is at 6:30.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Cross-Stitched Eyes from their first release. Going back a few years on Alternative Tentacles Records, Connor Rock was the name of that. Heard a track called Rot. Played an awesome set at the Black Lounge in Seattle two Saturdays ago, which is where I saw the band that I played after from a 2014 release. We heard Arcane with a track called Sleepless Perilous, and they're from Seattle. And the latest from Slimy Member, Ugly Songs for Ugly People. The track we heard was called Nightmare World, and this is off a forthcoming album, which is going to be coming out on Occult Whispers. And death rock band from Dallas, Texas, and they sound really cool. Followed with Christ on Parade, A Mind is a Terrible Thing is the name of the release. Came out 1988, and it was reissued on a CD compilation called Insanity is a Sane Reaction. One of my favorite records of all time. Yes, very dark and eerie album by Christ on Parade. We heard a track called Pressure to Succeed. And we're going to hear another band that I saw play in Seattle last week. This act is from Seattle, and it's their latest 12-inch release. I'm talking about Death Raid. Name of the track is called Nobody Asked You.
Misery, all our misery, all our work, living in our love, not in a center. Jumped ahead and saw what he was looking at, and there was a kid, 15-year-old boy, had a suicide vest on. I remember instantly raising my weapon, and before I could even do anything,
for children in Israel.
They are building bombs for children in Libya.
They are building bombs for children in Iraq.
They are building bombs for children in Palestine.
They are building bombs for children in Bosnia.
They are building bombs for children in Rwanda.
They are building bombs for children in America.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hey, this is Knucklehead. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, at the start of the sets, we heard from Death Raid, Eternal Slumber, their latest 12-inch full-length release. Actually, if it's a full-length, if it's a 12-inch, it's not a full-length, but their 12-inch EP, yeah, seems to be the norm these days. Yeah, Nobody Asked You was the name of the track, and we followed with Axe Rash. That one is on the Imminent Destruction Records label, and we heard a track called Head Versus Wall, which was the... we heard a track called Implode, and the name of the release is called Head Versus Wall. So, Axe Rash from Sweden, followed with Rat Cage from the UK, from the Cage Like Rats release. We heard a track called Wasted Time, and that's off the on the La Vida S and Muse record label. Yeah, it's a 7-inch release. Followed with Contado, an act from Atlanta, Georgia, and this is from a from an upcoming new LP called... what's it called? I don't know. The name of the track is called Fino Alifine. So, yeah, we followed with Languid. Resist Mental Slaughter was the name of the release. It's a full-length release by them. They're from Edmonton, Alberta, and they'll be playing here May 2nd at the Waldorf with Conform and Horrid. Yeah, it's a Waldorf, 1489 Hastings. Yeah, Tuesday, May 2nd, as I said. Followed with The Virus, System Failure. Yeah, Philadelphia street punk acts who are going again, or... geez, I used to play this act on the show when I first got the show in the early 2000s. Yeah, they were a pretty big item back then, but I guess they're doing it again. And the name of the release is called System Failure. Bombs for Children was the name of the track. And yeah, we're going to hear an act, one of the best crossover metal acts of the whole genre. This is going back to 1988. This band will be playing Bellingham, Washington, next Friday at the Shakedown. They're not going to be called The Accused. They're going to be called The Accused AD, but from The Accused, More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral. The name of this track is Halo of Flies, Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started things off with The Accused, More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral, going back to 1988 on Relativity Combat Records. It also came out in the UK on Rough Justice. The Accused from Seattle, Washington. And the name of the track we heard is called Halo of Flies. And as I said, The Accused building themselves as The Accused AD, playing in Bellingham this coming Friday at the Shakedown. And it'll be awesome. They'll be playing this album in its entirety. And another one going back to 1987, the late 80s crossover metal punk period. We heard Dear Eye from the record Crossover. And we heard a track called IDKY. And yes, Dear Eye, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, playing Vancouver on April 26th. And it's a sold-out show, so hope you got your ticket for that one, because they haven't been here since the late 80s. So yeah, we got Power Chord coming up next. Going to let you know about a big show that's going on. First of all, Tuesday, April 28th, one that I haven't mentioned yet. At the 333 Space, we got System Fucker from Japan, Frenzy from Portland, Foss, Gene, and Horrid. And some of these bands will be playing June 29th to July 23rd at the Have a Good Laugh Fest. It's happening eight different venues over 3 days. And yeah, we got Extreme Noise Terror from the UK, long-running grindcore act, and a band I didn't know had existed for many years, Antisocial from the UK. We got Mass Grave, Bishop's Green, PMS 84, The Rotten Spectres, Isotope, Class System, Mutant Itch, Hard Pressed, Video Filth, Cyclosarian, Last Cast, Conform, Gasp, Acid Wash, Isotope, Shadow House, Cloaca, Foz Gene, No Heart, No Class. It just keeps going and going and going. So yes, you can get a 3-day pass for that at thoughtdecay.com. So yeah, 3 days, 8 gigs, and you can get into each and every one for $82. That's the Have a Good Laugh Fest, June 29th to July 1st in Vancouver. And we got Power Chord up next. We're going to leave you with some UK subs. This is from a recent release, Brayman 1982. I've seen a YouTube footage of this one for years. It's a really good performance. UK subs lineup of Nicky Garrett, Alvin Gibbs, Charlie Harper, and they had the very short-lived Kim Wiley on drums. So yes, going back to 1982 in autumn, this was on a TV show which hosted a bunch of acts like Iron Maiden, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath. But yeah, it's they UK subs played this one, and yeah, it's a pretty crazy performance. You'd have to see it live. The record doesn't really do it justice. But anyways, without further ado, taking you into Power Chord, UK subs with a track called Self Destruct. Check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook. Enjoy the sunshine.
About that. What's called self-destruct? We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.